This is the State of Things broadcasting from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. If you think alt-rock is cool, you will love the Wilco Pop. It's the name of the newest flavor available from Loco Pops, the triangle-based gourmet popsicle retailer. And yes, the frozen treat, made with locally grown butternut squash, is named after the Grammy Award-winning rock band Wilco. The Chicago-based band has long associated itself with local food and sustainable agriculture, as noted by a certain Democratic senator from Illinois in 2005.
My main job is to introduce to all of you a homegrown band, a Chicago band. They've won Grammys, they've had gold records, and they're back home to support the families of America. I want everybody to give it up for Wilco!
The MC of that Farm Aid concert went on to become president of the United States. Wilco continues to make great music, and tonight Wilco plays the Raleigh Amphitheater in support of their new album, The Whole Love. Proceeds from some of the merchandise sales are going to be donated to Farmer Food Share. That's a nonprofit that collects fresh local food as well as money for hunger relief in North Carolina. And I'm pleased to welcome Wilco guitarist Nels Klein to the show. He joins us by phone as he prepares for tonight's concert. Nels, welcome to the State of Things.
Thank you so much.
With me in the studio is Margaret Gifford. She is the founder and executive director of Farmer Food Share. Margaret, welcome to you.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Nels, I want to start with you and ask you how Wilco got involved with supporting Farmer Food Share.
I think it's something that Jeff Tweedy, our fearless leader, and our management, basically Tony Margarita management, and Tony's been with Jeff since the very, very early days of his career. I think this is a concern that they share and they basically took on a while ago and think about a lot. I think that in a way, besides being a Midwestern band, and I myself am from Southern California, so it's all a bit, perhaps a little bit different for me, but I think that as Midwesterners, they've been very aware of this sort of thing, certainly through Farm Aid as well, where the music community, I think in general, became much more aware of the plight of the farmer in a perhaps a consciousness-raising way. My guess is that Jeff and Tony didn't need Farm Aid to tell them about the play of the farmer, but I think that certainly all the efforts of musicians made them feel more involved.
Is this something that supporting local causes like this, is this something that's near and dear to your heart personally? I mean, is it something that you can kind of get your head around? You're coming to a city. I mean, you're here tonight, and then you're on to some other town. Is this something you really truly wrap your head around?
Well, wrapping my head around it and believing in it may be two different things. Certainly, we are on the move, and certainly I don't know this area intimately. I think that notwithstanding, this type of effort is something that the band is solidly behind and would love to see, I think, more of on our tours and other bands' tours as well. I think that this is maybe not such a small step, but perhaps one step towards more work of this sort, more charity, more awareness.
Margaret, tell us a story about how Wilco got involved in this. It involves a phone call and not from you, right?
No. So I got a call one Thursday evening from Summer Bicknell of Loco Pops, who's a really good friend and supporter. And she said, "You're going to get a call from Wilco." And I said, "That's nice, you know, whatever, Summer." And she said, no, I'm serious. It's the band. You return it immediately." And from there, and then this all came together through a couple of phone calls, but mostly through that connection between Summer and I think Kung Fu Nation, who are the merchandisers.
Amazing what'll happen if you just name a popsicle. By the way, Nels, if you haven't had the Loco Pop yet, you know, you're in for a treat.
It's great.
No, I'm actually, I'm just hearing about Loco Pops from this whole experience. And, I guess it was an idea whose time had more than been ready to arrive, the gourmet popsicle, organic, locally grown ingredients. Sounds amazing.
Now we got one with your name on it. Margaret, tell me a little bit more about Farmer Food Share. Tell us about the work you do.
Sure. Farmer Food Share really seeks to bridge that gap between local food and people at risk of hunger and malnutrition. And we are a connector. We're farmer-based, farmer-driven, farmer-run. We do really simple things like just raise food and money for food at the farmers' markets. We also try to look at the infrastructure of, like, why are these barriers? Why is there too much food on one side of the chain and not enough on the other? And so we're looking at things like creating e-commerce markets and alternative ways to connect people with food. But at the end of the day, this is really a community-driven effort. The farmers are in it. The shoppers are in it. We have ideas, and we just keep moving forward. We're all grassroots.
It's great to see you at the farmers markets because it does solve a problem for us, those of us privileged enough to shop at the farmers market, because we know that there is, sadly, a premium to pay for sustainable food, owing in part to the subsidies that go into other kinds of food, conventional food. If it all was at its real price, we probably would be paying more at the grocery store as well. But it's good to see you there because it does give us the opportunity then to share food and to share money when we're at this place where we're supporting sustainable agriculture. And now you're at most of the farmers markets in the area, aren't you?
Yeah, we're at, I think, it's hard to keep track because the farmers markets really drive it. We have a model, and then they start it at their market. But I think we're at 11 markets, 6 counties, and it keeps growing all the time. It's a lot of fun.
And tell us what it, because most hunger relief programs collect canned and non-perishable foods. What's the impetus behind starting the fresh local movement that you've got going?
Well, my brother's a sustainable farmer and a teacher, and I have a lot of friends who are farmers, and I know how hard they work to make this food. It's so delicious, and they worry about the taste of every little bit. You know, there's a lot of love that goes into that food. And I moved here from California, or moved back here from California, and just sort of, you know, on hiatus from my corporate marketing job, and I noticed that these farmers were putting food back in their truck. And I thought, that's crazy. This stuff's beautiful. Somebody should have this. And when I was here in grad school a long time ago, I used to volunteer at the food pantry in Carrboro. And so I just called them up and said, hey, if I could get you guys some food, what would you take it? It's fresh. And they said, are you kidding? No one ever gives us really good fresh food. And we love it. And our clients love it. So it started like that. And then I said, okay, I'm going to do it. I'm going to only do it for one afternoon at one little market. And then the farmers came to me and said, well, we have a lot more food if you do it on Saturdays, and then more markets. And so we just said, okay, let's go with this. And we've been able to really, I think, transform some people's thinking about how much food is really available and who really wants it.
Well, as you said, there's a lot of love that goes into the food, a lot of love that goes into Wilco's music, so it is a great combination tonight for the concert. And Nels, congratulations in order, because Wilco has released its 8th studio album. It's called The Whole Love. Tell us a little about it.
Well, I'm very psyched about this record, I have to confess. It was, well, I guess it didn't take that much longer than any pop record these days, where you're kind of going in and sifting through a lot of musical information and ideas, and I guess in some ways also trying to reinvent the wheel, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's it. I mean, let me interrupt you there. I know you're on a train of thought, but I wanted to ask you, you know, a band like Wilco, been around since 1994 in one form or another, got a reputation, got a sound. It is kind of hard to turn out the next great hit with all that memory behind you.
Well, I mean, I've only been in the band now for, I guess, over 7 years. And yes, there's a legacy there, but I don't think anyone goes into the record contemplating the ramifications of a new record compared to old records. I think it's always just about the next song, and ultimately what makes a good record as a listening experience, assuming nowadays that anyone's even listening to entire albums. It seems to be down to one song for a lot of younger listeners, and that's an interesting challenge. I'm definitely an old school guy and an album person, and I'm very pleased with maybe the usual degree of diversity on a Wilco record, but it's diverse. That's what I like. I like variety. I think that there are beautiful ways to express oneself, and when one is honest about that, I think that has to be very, you know, many ways. It has to be approached from different angles to say different things, and that's what this record does. But at the same time, I think that it has a kind of certain levels of accessibility that I think surprised everybody. There's some big pop songs on this record mixed in with some very beautiful extended low-key, more kind of country or folk elements. Music hall, maybe, and you know, there's some electronic
Yeah. No, there's a lot of variety.
Elements.
Yeah. It's a great sound. In fact, what we'll do is we'll play a little bit from one of the songs on the album, I Might. Let's listen. A little bit from I Might, Wilco's latest album, The Whole Love. Wilco is going to be in Raleigh tonight for a concert that you can hear, and also goes to support Farmer Food Share. They're going to be at the Raleigh Amphitheater tonight at a show that starts at 7 o'clock. Nels, there's a song. I mean, that's a more highly produced, a little more driving song. But as you say, there's some more contemplative, kind of stripped-down music on this with a little more country flavor. There is a lot of variety on this album.
Yeah, I Might's a bit of a snarler. If I may interject, listening to what Margaret was saying, I have to say it's quite remarkable to me. I'm a resident these days of Manhattan, and my wife and I have access to amazing farmers markets there. I think there's a high consciousness of the quality of the farmers market, and a lot of small farms in upstate New York generally that seem to come down to these farmers markets, amazing quality food. And the idea of providing this food, leftover food, which blows my mind, frankly, to all these people who need it, and having that kind of freshness and that deliciousness is it warms my heart, is all I got
to
say.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a great idea in this short run to say we've got this food, there's a super abundance there, we have people who are willing and able to make the contribution so we can redistribute. But ultimately, you are also, Margaret, looking at more sustainable ways of fixing the market so that we can do this on a more regular basis, and everybody along the way, not just those of us who are privileged, can enjoy this food.
Yeah, I mean, Farm Food Share is a little sneaky. I don't always, I guess I'm out of the closet on that now. These donation stations at market are a stopgap. They're a way to really prove to people, frankly, that there is enough food to go around. You just have to look at how to share it, how to distribute it. And also then, you know, looking at how the markets work behind it to create these barriers to access. You know, why isn't there the food in the food desert communities? New York's got a lot of interesting programs, one of which we're modeling some things on. It's run by Just Food in New York, and where you actually try to get sponsorship to pay for some of the food to get it out to the pantries on a consistent basis. And then beyond that, we're also creating something I call the Pennies on the Pound. Instead of dollars on the pound, it's Pennies on the Pound Pop Food Market, which is an online ordering system where nonprofits or people on food stamps can order fresh food. The food is often priced at a discount, but the farmers get to choose that discount. We don't. And it's basically excess or glut food. So we're taking food that's also left over, but we're also recognizing that when we collect 75,000 pounds of fresh food from small farmers markets, that's a real product that's lost to the farmers. So we want to figure out, is there a way to meet in the middle here? But, you know, one last thing, hunger. A lot of people think that, you know, hunger is all about famine, and that's an issue. But there's a lot of sort of false constructs in our economy that create barriers to food. And we're really working at just like going right at the heart of those. So we want to basically help local communities feed themselves.
Tonight actually is part of a week-long fundraiser called Farmer Food Share Challenge. And it's coming to an end. Tell us about that.
So the Farmer Food Share Challenge. So first I want to say, you know, I love the fact that Wilco is involved with this. They rock. And that is literally, I mean, I've never seen in my life or heard of another band that gets down into the grassroots the way these folks have. Their people have been helping us put together partnerships. And we've had this 10 market challenge going on for the last week at every single farmer's market that we work at, except for a couple down in Cleveland County. And what we've been trying to do is raise a ton of food And we have so far surpassed that number. I just got the numbers in from this weekend, and it's about 3,700 pounds of food. And then we are also trying to raise money that is, we'll have a donation station tonight at the show. And that money will go to a farmer food share fund, which is basically to allow us to purchase food throughout the winter, because farmers don't always have as much excess during the winter that they can donate. So we're asking the community to come in and help us subsidize these purchases.
And sales from Nell's sales from the show posters, I think all of the proceeds, of, do I have that right, are going
that
to Farmer Food Share.
Yes. And actually, it sounds perhaps a little bit slender to the average listener, but I have to say our posters are, we have one for every show, and they're all hand silk screened. You know, they're really nice. They're not just some throwaway thing that we made, you know, to put up to announce our gigs in record stores.
Yeah, well, and it's going to be probably something that now that we know where the money's going, you may...
Yeah, it should raise some money, I would think. They tend to sell out normally, so hopefully that's a nice chunk.
Thank you.
And I've got to ask you one more question about the album, because we're talking about distribution, food distribution. It turns out that Wilco, that paragon of indie rock, has signed with a major label, DBPM Records. And we got to hear this, just a little sample of this, because there's a song on the new record that I think some folks would love to hear, and I think speaks directly to the new label.
Oh, yes. I love my label.
That's Nick Lowe's song, originally 1977. Rick Lowe, I think, wrote that, or maybe that's when it was when it first came out. Nick Lowe's going to be part of the concert tonight, right?
We're very excited about Nick Lowe. As a slightly older gentleman myself, I remember his music when it was new in that Stiff Records era for Nick. I was very aware of. He's a huge favorite of ours, certainly one of Jeff's absolute idols, I think. And a gentleman, just a wonderful guy and a great performer, and he plays all those great songs. But yeah, we have our own label now called DBPM, and that was Jeff Tweedy's rather tongue-in-cheek reference to that, using Nick Lowe's song from the 70s as a B-side.
Going to be great. Great concert. Nick Lowe's going to be there as well. Nels, thank you so much for joining us today.
Really my pleasure, and Margaret, I hope we meet you, and people, don't miss Nick Lowe's set.
Nels Cline, lead guitarist for the band Wilco. You can catch Wilco in concert tonight with Nick Lowe. Raleigh Amphitheater show starts at 7 o'clock. Visit wilcoworld.net for more information, tickets available, and proceeds from the concert. Some of the proceeds from the concert will go to support Farmer Food Share. Margaret Gifford is the founder and executive director of Farmer Food Share. And for more information about that local nonprofit, visit farmerfoodshare.org. Margaret, thanks for being on the program.
Thank you. Thanks, Nels. Thanks, Frank.
Coming up, a dentist-turned-art collector shares his unique photography collection with Duke's Nasher Museum. Stay with us on The State of Things.
I'm counting.